Proclamation number 8283 of 26th of September, 1962. Process of apostasy. Process of deification of the being. To have left my flow of love also means to have deprived yourselves of all strength and light. For my flow of love is light and strength which will fill you again and again if you voluntarily open yourselves to my illumination of love. Thus, due to your former rejection of my strength of love, you consciously surrendered your perfection, your being, which emerged from me in all perfection, reversed itself and took on completely opposite characteristics. It lost its perfection and all characteristics of a divine being. It turned into the opposite and therefore could no longer dwell close to me either, for it took on the characteristics of the one who became my antipole, who first reversed his nature and fell away from me. He became my antipole, i.e., he wanted to take possession of the created beings, even though they had emerged from my strength which his will had used to create countless spiritual beings. And thus they were also my share. But once they have to decide for themselves to whom they want to belong, to me or to my adversary. When they were still close to me, they were permeated by light and love and thus possessed immense strength. Yet the one whose will caused them to arise by using my strength brought about their apostasy from me. He presented himself to these beings as God and Creator, and he determined them to follow him, whom they thus could behold, who shone in all beauty. But as long as they were permeated by my strength of love, they also recognized me as the being from whom they had emerged. And yet, they turned to the other and rejected my illumination of love. And this meant the loss of strength and light, and my adversary now had an easier game. They followed him voluntarily and the beings fell into the abyss. They were no longer blissful as before when they received unlimited love from me, but they fell into a state of torment. They lost their freedom and became lightless and powerless beings which no longer recognized themselves. They lost self-awareness, for what was once emanated from me as strength, which had misused its light and freedom, could not remain inactive in the long run, because strength is to become effective according to the law of eternity. Thus I reshaped the strength once emanated from me as a being and let creations of a different kind arise which were destined for a serving function through my will. Thus I assigned such a serving function to every work of creation, and the emanated strength now fulfilled its purpose. 9/26, 1962. It became active but only ever according to my will. But I had once placed free beings outside which were to use their constantly flowing strength of love of their own free will without being determined to do so by me, yet in the same will as me, because this guaranteed the love of those beings as long as this love was meant for me. Hence these beings had failed, and got into a completely wrong state. Yet through an extremely agonizing path of development they once again became able, as I-conscious beings, to make my will their own. And now to prove that they can use the unlimited influx of love again for their intended purpose. Thus first of all to shape itself again into the original being it originated from me, in order to then be able to create and work with me and next to me again in free will, which, however, has now completely aligned itself with mine, because love determines this will and right love is never directed against me but longs for me and union with me. Power once emanated by me cannot remain inactive forever. Yet if it is used to work against me, I myself will prevent its effectiveness. And therefore I dissolved the once emanated perfect beings into small and smallest sparks of strength again which now work according to my will. But I also make sure that all these tiny sparks come together again and become the once created beings again. For only these beings have their self-awareness and free will again. But which I want to win over completely for myself but will never force it to surrender to me. For free will is the sign of divine origin. It is the characteristic of a divine created being which first guarantees supreme beatitude but which could also strive towards the deepest darkness without being prevented by me. 9/26/1962. For I knew that these beings which had fallen into the abyss could also reach the highest goal again, that they, who came forth as my creations and fell away from me, would one day return as my children, for which free will was the very prerequisite. Thus my will once had to be switched off, which is now the case during earthly life as a human being. Then the human being can freely strive for and achieve deification of his own accord if he fulfills the law of eternal order without any coercion, if he lives in love, i.e., if he now shapes himself into love, i.e., if he accepts his original nature again in which, as which, I had created him and he is now given proof of his divinity. That his will is the same as mine and that he has now attained the perfection which makes him my child, which he will remain for all eternity. Amen.